Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB. And we are doing a bonus show here for you on this lovely Saturday morning known as Ardbeg Day. Ah, that's right. I told you I would give you a bonus edition show here reviewing the beautiful new committee release by Ardbeg, which is the Ardcore bottle. And I just poured it into my lovely Wonders of Whiskey glass here. And I saw the color and was like, oh, wow. But nonetheless, let's give a whole rundown of the show here. It's just, we're talking about Ardbeg Day and Ardcore. I got sent this beautiful box here. And it came with a lot of goodies in it. A lot of Ardbeg Day swag. And it came with 345 discs. A t-shirt, a poster. The box itself is gorgeous as all hell. It came with this beautiful bottle and the box to go with it as well. It's got like a punk rock vibe to it. It's all hardcore-ish. I am actually wearing the shirt today right now, so when I go out in public, I can be representing this beautiful Ardbeg Day, and this shirt is bloody awesome, if I do say so myself. You're probably sitting in your head, though, going, what is Ardbeg? Well, first of all, it's whiskey. It's a scotch. It's from the Islays. It's got a little bit of peat in it. Ooh, and I gotta tell you, I look good in this shirt. It looks good. But what is Ardbeg Day? Well, basically, Ardbeg Day is each year the last Saturday of the Islay Festival of Music and Malt, known as Ardbeg Day. It brings together whiskey fans to celebrate things on Ardbeg. That sounds freaking awesome. So, and since 2012, I believe, Ardbeg has released a personal committee bottle to help celebrate this thing we call Ardbeg Day. And this year, it is June 4th, first Saturday of the June month. This will be a very short episode, too, people, because it is my birthday weekend, and, well, a lot of people want to do a lot of things for yours truly. So, what better way to have a birthday weekend than starting your morning off with some fine, beautiful whiskey here. I think the festivities and events for the Ardbeg Day usually kicks off around 1 p.m. our time, PST, if I'm not mistaken. Small games, drinks, live music, all tastings of all Ardbeg, you know, all the beautiful things here. So, with that said, I'm wearing the shirt right now. Like I said, it looks gorgeous on me. You can't see it, but there will be photos. Follow my Instagram at phenomenal01. That is phenomenal01. And you will see all the beautiful, beautiful things of Ardbeg Day from yours truly. Also, head on over Twitter to get like some little bit of photos as well, too. That is JB_TLD, which is The Last Drop. With that said now, people, like, I poured a bottle of Ardbeg here, Ardcore, if you will, into my Wonders of Whiskey glass, and right off the bat, it has like a champagne color. I was not expecting that color right there. Like, when I poured that, I was thinking, ooh, did we not get classy this year? Last year was the Ardbeg Scorch, which I had and was delicious. I think I probably would give that a... I think I'd probably drop a 3 on that, 3.5, somewhere in that realm. It's been a while since I've had that. I haven't had it since last year's Ardbeg Day, so, and I have a bottle of it too, so I probably should have did a side-by-side, but we're not here to talk about 2021, we're here to talk about 2022, and what came in this beautiful box was 345 records right here, and at first I thought I could play them. Now, granted, I don't have a player to play these on, but nonetheless, they came with ingredients on them. The first one is a smash, second one is a zipper, and then it's the old fashioned. On the smash, which I'm probably going to use to make these drinks when we do cocktail, is it a month or a week? I can't remember. You got Ardbeg Wee Beastie, 3 lemon wedges, 6 to 8 mint leaves, agave garnish. Oh, okay. I was going to say, which one has the actual Ardcore? And then garnish of mint and with powdered sugar. So then if you look on the back, it also has some directions of add all liquid ingredients to shaker, shake for 5 seconds, and bam! Ardbeg Punk Rocktails, 2022 edition, baby. Then we have the zipper, which has Ardcore lemon juice, blackberry liqueur, 2 dashes of apple cider vinegar, 4 ounce sparkling coconut water. Garnish that bad boy with a blackberry and lemon twist. Put it on the back. Ooh, that is a beautiful summer drink right there. Ardbeg Punk Rocktails or whatever. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'm looking at the photos that they have on the back of these. I like the smash. But that's like a cocktail for good old brunch right there. But what I like about the zipper here, the zipper looks like that's an everyday, all day drink right here. But it looks like a nice summer sipper. And then we move on to the old fashioned. I'm sorry. Oh, I was jumping ahead there or whatever. You know, I hear whiskey and see old. I'm thinking fashion already. It's the old thrashened. Put some Ardcore in there, some cayenne honey syrup, which I didn't even know was a thing. 2 dashes of bitters, garnish an orange twist and lemon twist, and bam! You got your old thrashing. Guaranteed to thrash that throat in the most positive ways of all. Tastiness. Throw that right back there in the box right here. Then we got the shirt that I'm wearing right here. The poster that says, like biting on a spiky ball. Mmm! I love spikes. Wait a minute. No, I don't like spikes. I don't like real life spikes. But I do like spike in my drinks. Then we got the beautiful bottle here itself. It was so beautiful. I didn't even want to tear the wrapping on because it had like the punk rock zippers on it. You see the what the hell do you call this? I'm blanking on what would you call that? The material of it. I don't know why that's escaping me. It's got like patches on it. I can't remember the name of it. Either way, it's got the zippers on it, but I already ripped that thing off forever. I only ripped the top part off. You got the bottle right here. Ardcore, the ultimate Islay single malt scotch whiskey. NCF, non-chill filter, baby. Non-chill filter. Then you got like biting a spiky ball on there. Created with black malt barley. That right there is the marketing promotion of this bottle itself right there is the black malt barley. And Ardcore is a first for Ardbeg and probably whiskey. Aromas of dark chocolate, a brittle toffee clash with amped up notes of aniseed and charcoal elbow their way to the fore. It's puncture your palate and trash your taste buds. This is Ardcore, damn it. Oh! Get me all pumped up. That's all on the bottle right there. There's some more in the back, too. I do love how it does says from Ardbeg, a distillery with more ups and downs than a pogoing punk comes Ardcore. I have not had a bad Ardbeg, but I do love the fact that they acknowledge if they had ups and downs. Now, I haven't had every bottle of Ardbeg itself, obviously. But all the ones I've had so far, I love the most. I used to think that Laphroaig was a little bit more peatier than Ardbeg, but I did a side-by-side of the 10-year-olds, and Ardbeg won that. I just completely forgot how much smoother and on the peatiness Ardbeg is, and I think I fell back in love with it 2 years ago, just forgetting those nice smooth taste and aromas that it had. So we're just going to go ahead and move into here. Got my little cap on the glass here. Take that off. Oh, so this has been sitting for about like 10 minutes. Right off the bat, all the funk in this or whatever. And it's supposed to be punk rock. This is funk right here. Oh, on the nose, man, you get like this black coffee, charred toast right off the bat. It smells like a mosh pit up in this glass right now. It's like a campfire. It's like got smoky notes of a campfire with a molasses buzz in the background. You smell that right there? Oh my lord. And that's coming off this color too. I gotta take a photo of this color because like it straight up looks like a white wine slash champagne color that doesn't have the fizz on top of it. And you're getting all that blaze set across on the nose right there. Now, the one thing about this color is I'm more of a darker kind of color kind of guy. But if you were to like have this in a glass, most people wouldn't even think you're drinking whiskey. So it comes off very subtle looking. And you can sometimes appreciate that. I myself prefer a darker tone color though. So this color does not appease to me. But the nose sure does. And I don't really drink too much scotch on this show. I mean, I try to like around earlier in the year, but well, at least back in the day, I've kind of switched that up now with ryes because I like to show some ryes some love now that I'm in love with those. And usually I like to do winter with scotch, but our Decembers or winters itself have been like switched up with like Armagnacs and stuff like that. So it's very rare that I bring in a scotch here, but I do single malts on here, but usually with the Japanese whiskey. Oh, man. So, with that said, let's go ahead and get into the taste here. Very rich. It's smoky. I love on the first sip, it was just the smoke was on the tip of the tongue, and now on the second sip, it just lit my whole mouth up on my whole front lobe of the mouth with a smoke flavor. It's almost like someone took a lighter and just lit the smoke in there. It's like a toffee, smoked lime. That campfire is still there, like a campfire. Biscuits, malt biscuits on this taste buds here. Very rich, smoky flavors, campfire smoke, toffee, some biscuits on the back of the palate there, and then the finish. Right when it starts to hit going down, it's nothing. It's got like a little bit of smoke right there with a little bit of spice. But then it just goes straight down sweet. It's nothing but sweet. The finish is about low to medium length as far as lingering. This is all. The highest characteristic of this is the smoke, mainly the campfire smoke. The finish is kind of catching me off guard here because it's starting to get a little bit smokier now on the finish, which before it just like hit right the tip of the esophagus and then it just turns into sweet, almost damn near like a Irish whiskey when it's aged with wine barrels. Kind of like Green Spot Chateau. What is it called? Chateau Montalini? One of those. Chateau, let's just call it Green Spot Chateau. But this one has a little bit more flavor to it because it's got the spice and smoke. This is an easy sipper, too. You know, a positive about this as well, too, is for people that don't like the smoke and peatiness of a Scotch whiskey, I think this is like very easy for a first timer to get in on this. It's pulling at a 46% ABV, which is not bad actually, because you are getting a little bit of those embers, the molasses on there. I think this is more palate than it is finish. And I like a little bit more of my finish. So the finish is kind of a little bit lacking for me. I'm enjoying it as a sipper, especially on this cloudy Saturday morning too as well. But I really think the finish could be just a little bit smokier, because I want to feel a little bit of that itch in my throat, you know? But it's just nice and sweet. So nothing against that right there. As far as the palate goes, perfection. It's like perfectly balanced in the oil filter. It's not too oily, it's not too creamy, so it's just not sliding off your tongue. It sticks with your taste buds. Something you definitely can't forget about. I like this a lot. I like this a lot. Now, what would I pay for this at a bar? Between $10 and $15 a pour. I'd pay that around there. Nothing higher than that. But I like this. Actually, the weather is perfect for this drink, too. I actually feel like just going outside, sitting on the porch and just having a pour of this and just listening to some The Cure. Every night I burn, scream and call my dreams. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bow, bow, bow. Dreams come. Wait, is The Cure punk rock? I bet they aren't. Who cares? Yeah, the only thing I have a problem with, I would say, I'm not a fan of the really of high. I'm not too high on the color. I like darker looking colors. It's a preference choice. The color is like way too light, but it does deliver on the palette. So that just tells you color doesn't really mean anything. The finish is a little bit lacking to me. I prefer a little bit of that smokiness I'm getting on the palette. I don't want it to just stop on the tip of when I'm finishing it. I want it to like linger a little bit longer. It barely lingers. It's really low to medium length. I want a long medium of that smoke. I want that smoke to like provide that itch, almost damn near like I'm inhaling a fire or something like that, you know? So yeah, with that said, man, first thing I'm gonna tell people is when you're celebrating Ardbeg Day, make sure you drink responsibly. Don't drink and drive. Don't be a damn fool. Always have a designated driver. Or Uber. Or Lyft. Or whatever in your area is providing when it comes to car lifts and car rides, if you will. As I finish this glass right now. I like this a lot. So with that said, this year's Ardbeg release, Ardcore Committee release 2022, I'm dropping a 3 on that bad boy. It's got all the smoky flavors you want. The palate is perfection when it comes to Islay whiskey. The finish is a little bit too sweet for me, and by a little bit too sweet, it means I wanted a little bit more smoke. I like the longer lingering effects. The effects here of lingering is just like small to medium, so that's not a win for me. So that's what keeps it from getting a 3.5. If you don't know my rating system, we go 1, 2, 3, and the highest you can get is a last drop. So 1.5, 2.5, 3.5s are also there as well, too. This gets an average 3 right here, way above average. Definitely worth the price point that is asking for. Love to have this on my collection here. It is delicious. Provides enough smoke to keep the fire pit lit, if you will, if you catch my drift there. And, I'm about to pour me some more of this because this is pretty damn good. I feel like pairing this off with some, what's that called? Oh, yeah, s'mores. Something like a little bit like with chocolate and the marshmallow flavors. I think this would go great with that. And plus, it'd have that little bit of smoke to it. Ooh, this would go good with a steak, too. Get your Ardbeg Day cooking in. So, yeah, I'm going to pour a little bit more of that. And with that said, I'm going to wrap this show up. Like I said, it was going to be a short bonus show, but a bonus show nonetheless. And you don't really get too many of those here on The Last Drop. You do not. Matter of fact, you don't get those at all, let alone posted on the same day. damn, I'm spoiling everybody here in the Last Drop world. With that said, though, we will be back, or I will be back. I will definitely be back to start off June month with Whiskey Week. That show will go up Monday like it normally does. But with that said, I want to thank everyone for joining me here today. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And cheers to Ardbeg Day. And thank you for sending me this beautiful box with this beautiful bottle and this beautiful t-shirt. Much appreciated and much love there. So with that said, I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB. And like we always say, livers will never be the same, and glasses will never be dry.